What does it mean to be bilingual? Can you be bilingual for life? This is the Year of Languages in America, and we're talking about talk. If you speak just one language, you probably think that's pretty normal, and that people who speak more than one are an exception, or at least a minority. In fact, it's just the opposite. 3/4 of the people in the world, including many in the U.S., are bilingual or multilingual. Bilingualism, of course, can mean different things, and not all bilinguals speak two languages at the same level. For example, after September 11, 2001, bilinguals responded to calls for people who could handle both English and Arabic, but their skills weren't good enough to meet the need. Some spoke both languages fluently, but couldn't read and write one of them well, or vice versa. So how do you get to be bilingual? Often it happens early in life, in a home where two languages are spoken. Parents sometimes speak both languages to the child. Sometimes one parent uses one language and another uses the other. Or bilingualism can be what linguists call additive, where a new language is added to your repertoire later in life. You can obviously do that by learning a language in school. Or maybe your parents moved to Armenia when you're little, and you learn Armenian while continuing to develop English skills at home. A bilingual capability may also wither away, which can happen if you move to a new country and the language of the majority largely replaces your original language. We see that often in small children. By about age 2.5, a bilingual child starts to make choices in language use, and it's usually in favor of the majority language. Think of little Quang, who moved to the U.S. from Vietnam. He runs errands for his grandmother when she speaks to him in Vietnamese, and may even answer her in Vietnamese, but not in the presence of his friends. He's decided that English is the language he's going to use most, and his skill in Vietnamese starts to fade. Immigrant families in the U.S. who want their children to retain the community's heritage language as well as English have to consciously work at it. Children rarely have the chance to continue learning their heritage language at school, especially if it's a language like, let's say, Swedish or Tagalog, the main language of the Philippines. So some communities start special language programs after school or on Saturdays to help keep the language alive. Being bilingual doesn't automatically mean being bilingual for life. Bilingualism is often confused with bilingual education, an approach to educating children who speak a language other than English. The thrust of bilingual education is to help students learn school subjects through their native tongue while they're learning English. For a variety of reasons, it's been very controversial. Lately, dual language education has become popular and seems to show promise. Dual language programs offer kids the chance to speak and do schoolwork in two languages, one of which is always English, and thus to experience additive bilingualism. Both language minority and language majority kids can become bilingual in classrooms where they learn together and help each other. True bilinguals, and by this I mean people whose skills in both languages are very strong, have an enormous advantage in society. They can function in more than one culture. They can be bridges for communication in their communities and the globalized world. There are, of course, important reasons for new U.S. citizens and their children to learn English, but there are also important reasons for them to keep, nurture, and strengthen a language they learned at their mother's knee. Historically, we have sometimes discouraged people from retaining their original language when they come to the U.S., and that's a national loss. We need to find ways instead to encourage it. That's the language thought for today, which comes from Dora Johnson at the Center for Applied Linguistics. And this is the 5-Minute Linguist at the College of Charleston in cooperation with the National Museum of Language. Visit our website at www.cofc.edu/linguist. And keep in mind that wherever you are and whatever you do, language makes a difference.